Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We have a standing room crowd only again for our audit committee meeting, and it's wonderful to see everybody's smiling face. We have our audit committee meeting for August the 12th, 2022. And first, I'd like to start with, a roll call.
Member Nerland?
Here.
Member Villanova?
Here.
Member Quintero?
Here.
Member Cedarboard?
Here.
And I am here. This morning, I'd like to start with Pledge of Allegiance. And why don't you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And first, I'll next item is to approve the agenda for today. Do I have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Public presentations, item number three. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons desiring to address the audit committee briefly on any matter not on this agenda within the committee's subject matter jurisdiction. Do we have any presentations? Seeing none, we move to item number four, approval of the May 13th, 2022 audit committee meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I apologize. A quick question. I was not at the meeting, but I've talked to my proxy. Am I able to vote on the minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
And you are a second?
I'm a second.
Okay. Okay. We have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item number five, consent items. We have item A, approve the quarterly fraud report covering April 1, 2022 to June 30th, 2022. And so with that, is there any questions, comments? Seeing none, I will accept a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Item number six. Discussion and action items. Item A, review and approve the Department of Behavioral Health Department Head Transition Report. Do we have a report or need a report for that?
Good morning. Mario Cabrera with the Auditor Controller's Department. So for the Department of Behavioral Health Transition Report, we follow that in conjunction with Government Code Section 24051 and Management Directive 418. This report includes accounting for cash, capital assets, inventoryable assets, as well as reviewing the conflict of interest findings, final compensation of outgoing department head, and final compensation of the incoming department head. During this review, there were three findings. The first finding involves cash management. So there was one petty cash voucher that had a signature from an unauthorized staff member. And there was also a discrepancy between the bank account statements and the book balance. We were working with the departments to correct these items. The difference between the two looks like it has to do with stale dated checks. So we have identified that and we're working with the department to resolve. The second finding has to do with asset management. So there were 469 laptops that were missing attributes that were required per Management Directive 413.2, such as cost of the asset and who the asset's assigned to. There were also six capital assets that were disposed of, but no supporting documentation was provided. In working with the department during this review, they did provide the supporting documentation for the six assets after they were identified. The third item has to do with compliance. So for the quarterly report for gift and gratuities, one out of three employees did not fill out the form. And for form 700, out of the 37 employees that were selected for a sample, five did not fill out completely and two were not done before the April 1st deadline. And I believe we have a member from the department here if they have any comments.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the public? Seeing none, we'll move it to the dais. Any questions or comments from the board?
I have a couple quick questions. One question, Mark, for you. My question is, when you're looking at salary for department heads, incoming and outgoing, what are you comparing? Just for my information.
So we're comparing the paycheck that was approved from HR, the dollar amount that was approved for the time period, making sure that it matches what the department head was actually paid.
So you're looking at the salary resolution, approved salary, and then making sure the paycheck matches that.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then my other question is more for the department. Is this the time for that? Sean, on the 416 on laptops, is that I know that during COVID there was many laptops coming. Is that related to that, or
absolutely?
Like to hear your response to that.
Morning, committee members. I'm Sean Patterson, Behavioral Health Business Manager. That absolutely is exactly what it was. We rushed to get those out to try and transition our services to a more mobile services, and that is what it was. So we're working on procuring an asset management system now and getting that in place, and we will be tracking all of that through that system.
So going forward, every laptop will be appropriately inventoried and
absolutely
surplus. Okay.
And we didn't actually lose the 469 laptops. We just didn't have them on our asset list. Is that
correct?
Right? They weren't properly accounted for. And are we in a spot now where I know you're working on that, but do you have some idea about whether there are any missing out of that amount?
Our internal services division, they actually do, internal IT division, excuse me, they do have some spreadsheets now that they've been working on, some Excel spreadsheets to identify. We also do a laptop checkout and sheet, so we have all of the record of who has the laptops. And yes, they have checked in with staff, and yes, we don't believe there are any missing.
Any other questions from the board?
I actually do, Chair.
Yes.
On the 700 forms, how many is it largely like the public guardians that have to fill out? I mean, the financial people in behavioral health and then public guardians?
Yes.
How many people total have to fill out 700 forms in that department?
I'm not sure on the exact number. It's probably, well, we have 15 public guardian, probably around 100 would be estimate on my part.
And on the cash management and the petty cash and the bank statements and book balances, are those a lot of the conservator accounts also, or is there?
The PGO cash reconciliation, yes, those are for conservatorship accounts. So during the audit period, we were transitioning from one bank to a new bank, and so we were balancing two different bank accounts. We've now fully transitioned. The stale dated checks are actually with the old system. They have to be gone through one by one. There's about 121 that we have to individually research, so they do take a little time to look at. If we cancel, we have to figure where the money goes back to, and so it's a little bit of a process, but we've identified where the discrepancy is. We just have to find
this. And how many, you have a separate bank account for each conservatee, or do you have one out of which the conservatee expenses are? You can't pool their accounts, right?
We actually do pool their accounts, but judge has ordered us to not pool any amount over the FDIC insured amount. So we have about six, I believe, to make sure that we can cover all of those.
And for the auditor, with respect to those accounts in the public guardians arena, besides noticing those petty cash issues and the check balances, do you have any concerns with the processes or things like that regarding the use of, you know, checkbooks for the public guardian accounts?
None that were identified during this review.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate it. Okay. Motion to approve.
Move to approve the report.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item B, review and accept the independent certification. Is that you again, Mario, or do we need a report?
Oscar C. Otter, controller. So this is a certification that I come in and give every year. So this is basically saying that we're independent. And we have to do it by the audit standards. We use the Red Book, the IIA standards. So this is what I'm doing. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to ask, answer them as far as independence goes or anything else.
Okay. Any questions?
I just have one question. If you received, say, a fraud complaint or something that where you couldn't meet that standard in your office, how would you handle that?
So this talks more about if this individual, let's say Mario in this case, was doing work in this area and he was no longer independent, it would be my responsibility to make sure that Mario didn't work in that area. So I would put somebody else assigned to that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Seeing none, motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Number seven, staff updates. Any updates from staff? Seeing on, we'll move to item number eight, which is now adjournment time.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Quick comment. I wanted to compliment Oscar. I received a call the other day. I'm the supervisor representative to the Workforce Investment Board, and they had a question about some monies that they received from the state. Was it Oscar?
Yes.
And so we were able. I was able to get Oscar to connect with Blake Consel, who's the director, and Oscar was very helpful in giving him the direction of the monies that what he can do with the monies to keep the accountability of that. So wanted to thank him.
So we did contact him, but it was actually a CAO's office that's going to be handling that, and Anadina reached out to Greg, so that should be set up. It was a $3 million grant that this entity is getting that has to be passed through the county or the city. And they recommended that they go through the county. The state did. So that's a good thing for us, right? That we're more reliable, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And I directed him to Oscar first because I told him that Oscar would definitely tell him where to go. So you contacted you.
We're happy to help, too. So okay. Thanks, Oscar.
Well, thank you all very much. Thank you for the standing room crowd only. And have a nice weekend.